Blog Talk Radio.
That nigga slut a smut, the riders when they on Facebook. Catch them slipping at these rallies and they act real shook. 24-7 on the grind, my comrades putting it work. New generation, the Panther organizing the turn. Deal with the brothers on the block, cause we the last ones that they got. Beat the people, bang on cops, political air to break the lock. Couple times for the masses, build community defense. While these boot licking bougie ass niggas ride the fence. Unused to us a boost, ain't no half ends in the movement. I got elders and soldiers, fuck, still dedicated to it. It's a lifetime commitment, black riders gon' represent it. Flipping the tribalism with our OG like the prison. But thanks to General Top for sympathizing with the block. Ain't nobody gave a fuck, they assassinated Pop. Like they assassinated Malcolm, set him up in Tijuana. But we coming for revenge, and I put that on my mama.
Like they wanna end police brutality.
But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? And the same sense of niggas say they wanna be free. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? No blood to bleed, niggas sweat and keep it G. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? You can try to poke a hole in Black Rider philosophy, but you'll never do that, cause you got no blood to bleed. No blood to bleed. I'm a rob, so they think I'm buried. To go out in the burst of flames, my business as a revolutionary. I'm the last of a dying breed. Pray to God I live long enough to teach my seed, fulfilling my legacy. Ride on the enemy, I'm peak when they plot. But they won't catch me zipping, niggas will start to kill on my block. These cowards fake as fuck, they'll rat you out to the cops. Smiley your face, but these niggas got me twisted like lava. What fake niggas I can't fuck with. Niggas are shady nowadays, so be careful who you run with. Precision shots, only thing my gun spit. Niggas be working for the state, so they care less of they hit. Not every government agent wears a gun on his hip. Strategically placed cooperative, still roaming the mist. Gotta learn from my mistakes, separate the real from the fake. It's the reason why these bougie try to leave your niggas safe.
People say they wanna end police brutality.
But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? In the same sense of niggas say they wanna be free. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? No blood to bleed, niggas sweat and keep the G. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? You can try to poke a hole in Black Rider philosophy, but you'll never do that, cause you got no blood to bleed. No blood to bleed.
Let's talk about freedom.
Freedom.
Pride.
Equality.
Unity.
Power.
Power to the people.
No unity, no power.
White power for white people. Black power for black people. 1967. The Black Panther Party.
The movement.
Freedom.
Let's talk about freedom.
Freedom, freedom.
We will not bow down to racism. We will not bow down to injustice. We will not bow down to exploitation. I'm gonna stand.
I'm gonna stand for freedom, my lady.
Black power, all power to the people. This is Chief of Staff Lala Shakur, representing the Black Riders, the new generation Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, under the strong leadership of General Taco Wolverine Shakur. You are tuned in to the Black Survival Class Radio. Call in at 657-383-0587. Press 1, please, to have your comments, your questions heard live on the Black Riders Black Survival Class Radio Show. And as always, we are pushing an eye for an eye, a two for a two, a head for a head, and a life for a life. Death to white supremacy, death to capitalism, death to fascism, and death to imperialism. And as always, we are pushing for the total liberation and salvation for the Black nation. Today, you are hearing Black Rider Sisters speak on the Black Riders Black Survival Class Radio Show. I would like to start off with a General George Jackson quote, and he teaches us, settle your quarrels, come together, understand the reality of our situation, understand that fascism is already here, that people are already dying who could be saved, that generations more will die or live poor, butchered half lives if you fail to act. Do what must be done. Discover your humanity and your love and revolution. Pass on the torch. Join us. Give up your life for the people. Now, I would like to start off by saying, once again, you are listening to Black Rider Sisters Speak. And I would like to start off to refresh some people's memory about Black Rider history for those who are just joining us and those who may not know the full scope of where Black Riders initially came from. Black Riders was started in 1996 out of YTS prison by Bloods and Crips, including General Taco and other members who will shall be unnamed, to continue the legacy of the original Black Panther Party in today's time. When I joined the organization was already 10 years old. I joined in 2005, and when I joined the organization, I had no political education and no real understanding of the Black Panthers, African history, culture, or any of that. So when I joined the organization, the thing that made me stick around more than anything was the good work that the organization under the leadership of General Taco was doing in the streets of L.A. at the time. The first thing that made me resonate with what Black Riders was doing was when they asked me things that I couldn't even answer, like, why are things in the Black community so messed up for us? Or, who do you think are the real enemies of the Black people? At the time, I couldn't answer any of those things, so they gave me books to study. General Taco and his leadership and his sacrifice gave by example and showed us the true way of educating ourselves by reading and doing our own studying. And some of the things that I helped participate in during the time of my history in the organization was numerous programs, some of the very first existences of the Watch a Pig program in the streets of L.A. We got out there organized in a disciplined military fashion and got out there and patrolled the police to guarantee they wasn't harassing and brutalizing the Black community. We also did other activities by constantly being out in the streets, doing our political activity and campaign by educating the Black community about everyday issues that we face on a constant basis across the nation, whether it be situations dealing with poor living conditions, the constant police terrorism by the brute beast police, or just different realities in dealing with why are Black people constantly in a state of suffering. And by my time in the organization and my participation in these kind of actions, it gave me a new sense of self and a new sense of education. It also allowed me to understand the true reality of what our people are really dealing with. General Taco and his tutelage helped me understand that the reality of our people on a global scale is not what it appears to be in the white man media. I was taught things such as African history and culture about our people. I was taught things about how great we are, the great civilizations and empires we built in Africa, the reality of how we treated each other through a real mutual cooperation system where we didn't prey on our people. We didn't hurt our people. We didn't believe in fighting our people over unnecessary small things. But when a white man came into existence and came into contact with our people, I was taught the reality of what real true third worldism is, the reality of what colonialization is, how the white man, everything he touches, he decays and destroys on impact. I was taught, and this thing constantly resonates in my head every time I think about the Peckerwood and the white colonizers. General Taco taught us in a class one day, he said, in Africa, the first time we came in contact with the European, we smelled them before we could even see them. And when he said that, I kind of thought about that, like, damn, they have to be real funky in order for us to be able to smell them before we can even see them. But that shows you the decayed nature of the Europeans and the things that they spread throughout the world. I was also taught how they continue colonialism through white invasion and using their boot beast police occupying army to invade in other people's country, our people's country, in order to continue the indoctrination in the force of our own destruction. We also learn things of how dictatorships continue to resonate within those areas to continue the slavery amongst those people that was put in place by the Europeans. We were also taught things such as the original Black Panther Party history, the history of where Black Riders got our true essence and our maneuvering from. We were taught things about how the original Black Panther Party marched on the Sacramento State Capitol with guns to teach and protest the killings of our black people on a daily basis. We were also taught things such as the food and clothes giveaways that the Black Panther Party pushed, the Breakfast for Children programs to help teach and build our children up to be able to educate themselves to be able to fight back against the real enemy. We were taught things such as the real essence of where the WIC program came from. The Black Panther Party started all of those things. Which brings me back to one of the first books that I was given when I joined the organization, which was a sister by the name of Asada Shakur, one of the strongest sisters in our people's struggle, especially at this point in time because she's still on the run, she's still in Cuba, and the white men still have not been able to attack and get her in their grasp. They're still trying, though. But when she gave the points of how the movement at that time was doing all of the good work in the New York area, it made me want to continue in that same legacy, fighting that same struggle, and teach our people in that same manner. Today, we continue those things through our everyday activities. Myself personally and other members of the organization organize every day in the black community with our newspaper sales by educating the black community and teaching them the truth behind all of the issues we suffer as a people, who the real enemy is. The real enemies are the three main people or subjects that constantly attack and destroy our communities, which are the brute beast police, the big businessmen, and the lying politicians that continue all of the main dynamics and downfalls of the black community and keep us in a constant sense of servitude and subjugation. Some of the issues that's constantly being affected in the black community are the reality of our history as a people we still have not grasped yet. Let's take into consideration PowerPoints from atrocities we all know outside of slavery, like Black Wall Street, for instance. When we were doing righteous, we was well. We had our own economic structures, hotels and businesses, black communities. We was doing good, but the white man couldn't stand it. So what he do? He came through and destroyed it with bombs, killed most of our people that was trying to fight back because we was fighting back, tooth and nail, but he still was able to subdue us and destroy and dismantle the Black Wall Street. There's also things in my own personal history I recently found out, like my own great-grandfather who participated in and was a victim of a race riot himself, where he, at 11 years old in Beaumont, Texas in 1941, seen the atrocities of how white people tried to come into the black community out there and ransack the community and destroy us. Of course, it wasn't as widely known as the Tulsa, Oklahoma race riots, but nonetheless, it still existed. No different than the massacre in other areas where we have black towns and black civilizations where we built that was independent of the white man's structure. These type of things have to be taken into consideration when we realize our history as a people and why it's necessary to fight back. On an everyday basis, we see the reality of how the white man constantly keep us in a state of servitude. Our people are constantly dying in the streets at the hands of the Bugis police. We're constantly being filled in the prison industrial complex to continue their free slave labor so they don't have to employ black people on the streets. That's a tactic that they use to keep us unemployed, underemployed, and unemployable, but keep us working in their fields of plantation that still exists today. We also see the reality of how they deny our people of any type of ability to gain any real ability to sustain our people, like home loans, being able to actually develop real black economic businesses. And if we do, they force us into a position to have to answer to every little woman woe they have of us. We also dealing with the dynamic of how they're constantly keeping us in a state of ignorance through their non-educational school system in the white man society. We see all these things on an everyday basis. Black Riders is a constant force to teach us and get our people to understand the need to be self-sufficient and self-aware of our own things we can do for ourselves, but we can't do that if we do not want to fight back. The overall essence of what we have to understand as a people is that we can build whatever we want to, but if we don't have no true military system that's going to defend anything we build to fight back, then it's never going to work. And as it stands, wherever the white man exists, is going to constantly be a infighting between the struggle of existence and the struggle of top position. Social Darwinism, dog-eat-dog world, the white man's philosophy that they forced on us forever. So we have to understand that we deal with these dynamics on an everyday basis. So if that's the reality we have to deal with, then we must know that we can't just coexist with white men. We can't just coexist with capitalism. We can't coexist with anything they develop because it'll constantly try to destroy everything we build and everything we are. The only result and the only solution is total revolution through warfare, through fighting. We have to get out of the notion that it's going to be a nice walk through the park type of revolution. None of those exist. On the face of the planet, there's never been a revolution that was fought by just talking. And if there was, they were colonized down the road, and they never got to the level of true freedom that they were supposed to. Take into consideration all of the different times where we did have real revolutionary leaders and examples of here and abroad. They did everything they can to destroy and assassinate these people. They start off with character assassination. They start off with trying to smut those people and those leaders in the local communities to destroy their pull and their education on the masses. Once that's done, or if that's unable to be done, then they move into different aspects to attack our people and destroy our people. They move into direct assassination attempts, or they move into direct jail attempts to try to keep our people locked up so we won't be able to educate our people. That's why the prison system is so full of our brothers and sisters that have the ability to mobilize and educate that are locked down by the white man, because they understand the potential that they have to educate our people. And because that is a dynamic, we must understand that we as a people have to fight with every ounce of our being in order to destroy these people and their systems that they employed on us. We also have to understand that sisters in particularly, we have to continue that struggle right along with the brothers. We have to do just as much as the brothers do as well. This is a universal struggle. There is no just one person put in some work and everybody else just sit on the sideline and only just babysit and only just cook. The sisters in Black Riders do a participation on a total whole basis. And once we understand that as a people, sisters can start leading by example and teaching the children. We all understand the African ancient proverb that black women are the teachers of the entire nation. So if you educate the woman, you educate the entire nation. We must do more to educate ourselves as sisters. We must educate ourselves and push each other to our greatest potential to fight for our people, to fight for our children, and to fight for our family. We must understand that there is no other than, there is no ifs, ands, and buts about it. the reality that we're facing is we don't have a lot of time before they try to come in and destroy all of our people. And if we're continuing the docile slave mentality that we exhibit, not as a whole, but some of our people still continue that, even within the so-called conscious community, it will never work. We have to stop attacking each other. We have to stop worrying with whatever the white man says about whoever is in leadership, whether it's a male or female. We're all victims of that to a certain extent, of continuing the white man, white supremacy line of thinking on an everyday basis. Once we identify that reality and what we're doing, then we'll be able to move forward in stopping it as a whole. Moving on to the next point, I would like to stress the importance of everyday political activity amongst all of the cadres in the organization, all of the members in the organization. It is a mandatory process to participate in some kind of political Black Rider activity at least 2 hours a day at minimum. That's just a basic. Unlike other people in other forms and groups, we have to understand that it's a constant growing process. It's a constant educational process where we have to strive to do better for ourselves, to do better for our people. That's why we put so much emphasis on the code of conduct, the rules of discipline, other party material that's necessary for us to understand how important our roles is in our people's freedom. We have to be the example to our people. We have to teach our people what they themselves are unable to come to the right conclusion on their own. We have to be able to disseminate and teach the people the truth, what the white man media is trying to distort. We have to make sure that if they're not telling the reality of what's going on, which they're not, we create our own independent media, such as the Black Riders Black Survival Class, the Black Riders Black newspaper that we push on an everyday basis. We have to understand that these are necessary tools in order to educate and motivate our people to fight back. This is the overall essence to why Black Riders push on an everyday basis. This is why the Black Survival Class is so important. This is why every member should always strive to participate in the radio show sessions or participate on the Facebook post class sessions, which are classes, whether you know it or not, which are also a necessary tool to disseminate the proper information, not just as well. We have to be on one unified basis. If we're not on one unified basis, then we will not be able to win. We must understand that when we're dealing with the black people as a whole, we're going to get kickback. We're going to get people that's going to tell us that we're on the wrong side, we should do something different. But you got to understand that that's the white indoctrination that the white man placed on our people. They're constantly trying to tell us that revolution is wrong, revolution is bad, it's never going to work. All we're going to do is get our people exterminated, get ourselves killed. But we're already dying every day, such as what George Jackson just taught us out of the book. So we must understand that no matter what they say, no matter what they do, we still have to fight back. But on that note, we're going to take a short music break, and we'll be right back in about 5 minutes. Black Power.
I'll get out of all your boxes. I'll get out. You can't hold me in these chains. I'll get out. Father, free me from this bondage. Knowing my condition is the reason I must change. You're thinking resolution is no type of solution. Preventing me from freedom, maintaining your pollution. I won't support your lie no more. I won't even try no more. If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live. I won't be compromised no more. I can't be victimized no more. I just don't sympathize no more. Cause now I understand. You just wanna use me. You say love and abuse me. You never thought you'd lose me. But how quickly we forget that nothing is for certain. You thought I'd stay here hurting. Your guilt trip's just not working, repressing me to death. Cause now I'm choosing life, yo. I'll take the sacrifice, yo. If everything must go, then go. That's how I choose to live.
Thank you. Okay, we're getting there. At least I had a chunk. Yes, how I choose to live. No more compromises. I see past the disguises, blindly through mind control, stealing my eternal soul, appealing through material to keep me as a slave. But I'll get out. Nothing yet. Oh, I don't care if you're upset. I could care less if you're upset. See, you don't change the truth, and your hurt feelings no excuse to keep me in this box, psychological lock, repressing true expression, cementing this repression, promoting mass deception so that no one can be healed. I don't respect your system. I won't protect your system. When you talk, I don't listen. Oh, let my father's will be done. And just get out. Oh, just get out of all this bondage. Just get out. Oh, you can't hold me in these chains. Just get out. Oh, these traditions killing freedom. Knowing my condition is the reason I must change. I just accepted what you say. Keeping me among the dead. The only way to know is to walk and learn and grow. But faith is not your speed, or you'd have everyone believe that you're the sole authority. Just follow the majority, afraid to face reality. The system is a joke, or you'd be smart to save your soul. Oh, and escape this mind control. You spend your life in sacrifice to a system for the dead. Oh, are you sure where's the passion in this living? Are you sure it's God you're serving? Obligated to a system, getting less than you're deserving. Who made up these schools, I say? Who made up these rules, I say? Animal conditioning, or just to keep us as a slave, or just get out of this social purgatory. Just get out. Oh, these traditions are alive. Just get out. Superstition killing freedom. Knowing my condition is the reason I must die. Just get out. Just get out. Just get out.
Black power, black power, black power. So we back to the Black Survival Class radio show. We're going to take a few points from the callers that we have on the host queue. We're going to bring in area code 510-967. 510-967, you live, Black Survival Class radio show.
Black power, black power, black power. Power to the people. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we can hear you, black power.
Black power, comrade. Yes, ma'am. This is Staff Sergeant EJ of the Black Riders Liberation Party. Tuning in, listening to Black Survival Class. Definitely dope. Got a lot of good information. Got a lot of good knowledge and inspiration. You know, and listen to this class today, hearing Sister Conrad speak. You know, we can, like, there's an African proverb that says a nation can rise no higher than its women. You know, and that means that we can have if we all growing, and the black man growing, the black woman got to grow too. And that's dialectically, that's in, you know, not in contrast, but also that's in compatibility. That's where you're supposed to grow with each other. And we can't have, like, black man thinking that we just got to do it ourselves, or black women thinking it's just the black man in the front, on the front lines doing their sales. No, we all got to be politically educated. We all got to be military educated, culturally educated, and also around all our conditions so we can be able to teach and educate the children and keep pushing forward and keep pushing forward for our people, for our African nation, for our black liberation. Because if we don't, it's going to be extermination, all of us, and we can't have that. You know, so we all got to work together, and that's what Black Riders, we show through our participation in the front lines for our people. That's what we believe in, and that's what we're going to push for. So as we keep continuing on with this Black Survival Radio show, let's keep listening, building, and growing with each other. And that's all I called in and wanted to say, Conrad. Black power, power to the people.
Yes, sir. Black power, black power. All power to the people. Appreciation, points, comments. We're going to go into another point of subject that I wanted to stress before we closed out the show is some of the creative tendencies of our people. Our people are so creative, we find ways to be able to work around the white man in order to accomplish goals that we normally wouldn't be able to accomplish if we didn't come up with alternatives. Like, for instance, our hairstyles. For our sisters, because in the black community and dealing with black women, the hairstyles is some of the most important expressions that a black woman can create of herself, which is also a reality that we've been dealing with as a people for a long time, generations and generations, even stemming from Africa. The hairstyles and the creative abilities that our people had to dress our hair in different ways was, and certain tribes looked at as a sign of royalty and prosperity, a sign of goodwill and good faith in a strong household. We also have points and subjects in dealing with the hairstyles from braids and even extensions to different sisterhood tribes that was warrior clans that braided their hair with long pieces of grass to symbolize the amount of warriorhood and the amount of battles that they won against whatever enemy invader that was coming into their areas. We also have the history of braids being used in slavery times as a map to teach our people escape routes to escape slavery, to help free themselves and free our people from the clutches of the white man. We also have understandings of how even different forms of body expressions we used to symbolize the amount of children that we had, which was looked at as a sign of prosperity also. So the thing that we have to understand, especially dealing with our natural hairstyles, that those are expressions that our people have used for generations and generations, and on even some levels to help our people free ourselves from European colonialization and slavery. So we have to understand that that is something that we have to embrace and we have to use it to what it's really worth. Not to say that it's okay for our women to go out and constantly press and straighten their hair and do things to destroy the true essence of what it initially is for. But we are saying that it is a positive to embrace that side of our African culture and dealing with hair dress and the reality of what it was used for. There's plenty of memes and different posts on Facebook and on the internet that can be found on the subject itself. So we have to understand that different forms of expression that our sisters used historically are something to be cherished, is something to be grateful for, because it's something that is passed down through our blood memory bank. Our blood memory bank is something that taps us into our history of our people and allows us to even embody certain experiences that our people exhibited during those times of triumph, fight, or even great loss in slavery, for instance, or traumatic experiences. We as a people exhibit all of those things. There's been numerous scientific evidence that's proven that black children in the clutches of the United Snakes of America suffers from more PTSD and post-traumatic stress syndrome than children that's inflicted with bombs being dropped on them right now in Iraq and Afghanistan and other parts of the country where the white man is invading and destroying our people on an everyday basis. So if that's a reality, then we have to understand that that has to come from a root issue. And that root issue is our continued subjugation that we've been dealing with for generations since we've been in this so-called country. Even though we populated the entire planet before the European even came into existence, but that's a whole other section. So the reality that we have to understand is that these points of our history is to be embraced, same time to be utilized and built on in the same manner they were initiated to and grow it even greater. That is our historical obligation as a people that sometimes I think a lot of us fail to realize and fail to continue. So on an everyday basis, we must strive to learn something new about our people to make us feel even greater about ourselves. So we are such a great people that we should have no need to feel inferior about anything. We shouldn't have no need to feel less than anything because we created all civilization. So whatever was created on the face of the planet on a positive was created by the black man's hands and the black woman's hands. But we have to also understand that once the European got involved in it, it went total southward. So once we understand those dynamics, then we can really start over anew and really continue to build in our true essence as a people and really develop true African intercommunalism and self-sustainability and rebuilding a true nation. That was the class that General Taco went into. If you haven't heard it, please go back and listen to it. Super heavy classes. But I would like to go into the Black Community Program. PowerPoints, some points out of there. I would like to start off by reading the introduction paragraph where it says, we rise for the Black Commune program because it is what we want and believe. A Black Commune is a Black community built on the belief of sharing and mutual cooperation between all people of that community, which brings forth unity. What is mine is yours, and what is yours is mine. Or I am because we are, and because we are, therefore I am. This is a belief system that black people have held since the beginning of human existence. It allowed us to ride out any storm in perfect unity. This is the type of black community that we ride for. Point A, we ride for total liberation. We ride for the power to take full control of the destiny of our black community. We will not be liberated and freed from oppression until we take full control of our destiny. Point B, we rise to put a stop to the thievery by capitalists of our black community. Point C, we rise for maximum and complete employment for our people. Point D, we rise for freedom of speech. Point E, we ride because we demand that cases of all black people held captive in the jails and prisons of America be reopened, reinvestigated, and retried by members of the black community. Point F, we ride for decent housing, fit for shelter of human beings. Point G, we ride for education for our people that exposes the true nature of this decadent American society. Point H, we ride for an end of to the drug problem. Point I, we rise for all black people to be exempt from military services. J, we rise for an immediate end to police and brutality and murder of black people. Point K, we rise for full medical attention that should be given to all black people. Point L, we rise for an end to environmental racism and to stop the disruption of the earth's ecological balance. Point M, we rise for land, technology, bread, housing, education, clothing, medical care, justice, peace, and an end to environmental racism. That was points from the black community. And some of those same points was going over in the earlier session of the show, if you're just now tuning in. So if you need to, please go back and listen to it again. But we once again, we have to stress the reality of what our people are facing on an everyday basis and how we have to sacrifice in order to build and grow something new. In order for us to help our people in the future generations and our people now, we must fight for every ounce of breath that we have to the best in order to defend our people and rise for total liberation and salvation of the black nation. And on that point, I want to go to the next caller. I want to bring in area code 510-712. Area code 510-712. You live on the Black Survival Class radio show. Black Power. Black Power, area code 510-712. Black Power, you live on Black Survival Class radio show. You there? All right, we're going to go to a short music break, then we're going to end out the show. Thanks for listening, all of the Black masses that's on the radio show and all of the comrades. Much respect and salute. We're going to end the show on this point. Black Power, please tune in to the next radio show on November 15th at 2 p.m. The show is every 1st and every 15th. Black Power, all power to the people. Black Power.
Miss a day at school, and he's a I won't deny it. I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna fuck with me. Got the police busting at me, but you can't do nothing to me. My murderous lyrics.